on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A decision to merge two schools in Phoenix has caused an uproar among the community. Officials from KZN Education met with parents, teachers and the school governing body last night to explain the move to combine Shastri Park and Woodview Secondary Schools. Some 700 pupils from Woodview Secondary were moved to Shastri Park earlier this year. Chairperson of Woodview Secondary Schools SGB, Sharon Suraj, says parents had no choice in the matter.
According to what department had told us, was because Ottawa Primary School was actually sharing premises with Woodview Secondary, needed the space. So they intend on converting Shastri Park Secondary to a primary school, and that was the reason. It was something that was actually forced onto the community. You see, when meetings were held and stuff, notices were sent out like in very little time, not giving parents enough time to get to the meeting. And also the parents that actually attended the meeting had obviously raised questions on a few things that would have not worked for them, but that was not paid heed to for the merger to have taken place.
Suraj says the number of pupils at Woodview has increased from just over 400 to more than 1,100. Parents have written a letter to the department raising several concerns, including a shortage of toilets. KZN Education is yet to comment for a request for comment. And there's been mixed reaction to the news that Ster Kennicore plans to close some of its movie theatres. 9 cinemas, including Shelley Beach in the North Coast, South Coast, and Boardwalk on the North Coast, are expected to be shut as part of a restructuring process. Over 200 employees are expected to be retrenched. In a statement, the company says it's made the move because there's been a significant decline in people going to the movies. It cited the economy, load shedding, as well as a strike by actors in Hollywood, which led to a delay in the release of some blockbuster movies. It says the cost to the cost structure is to ensure the survival and sustainability of the business. We spoke to some East Coasters about whether they still go to the movies.
It's pricey, and there's other means of watching movies nowadays, like Netflix, Showmax.
Yes, I do. Mainly for a date night or friends. The movies, like, the best place I like to go, because like the latest movies you don't get like straight away on a website or anything of that sort.
I go very rarely. The only reason I don't really go often is too busy. But I would still prefer to go to the movies, especially for when new movies do come out, because it's just the experience of being in the cinema. I don't really get that at home with Netflix and things.
As much as I used to enjoy going to the movies, I don't go to the movies anymore. It has just become so expensive.
And the World Health Organization has announced a new catch-all terminology for pathogens that transmit through the air. During the coronavirus crisis, experts argued whether the virus spread through droplets or through an aerosol mist. The disagreement proved a crucial public health challenge. The WHO says the new terminology will now apply not just to the COVID virus, but to other respiratory infections such as tuberculosis, influenza and measles. Durban, a high of 28 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 29. Richards Bay, 13.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Dolphins still have an outside chance of hosting a T20 Challenge semi-final. John Plumtree makes a number of changes to his URC side facing Glasgow tomorrow night. And the RBC Heritage tees off at Hilton Head today with a stacked field.